Attorney General Eric Schneiderman joined local and state officials and housing advocates at the Troy Rehabilitation and Improvement Program, Inc., to announce two pieces of legislation aimed at aiding homeowners facing foreclosure and helping municipalities deal with vacant properties.
In Troy, in the Capital Region, and all across our state, the impact of the foreclosure crisis is unlike anything our state has ever seen before.
The Attorney General announced one bill that would change state law to increase the maximum number of land banks in New York from 10 to 20. Under a state law signed in 2011, some municipalities have had the power to create land banks, not-for-profit companies that are tasked with redeveloping vacant or abandoned properties. The other bill would require lenders to take responsibility for abandoned, blighted, so-called zombie properties, and would also create a statewide registry of the zombie properties to assist municipalities enforce maintenance codes. Schneiderman said vacated properties under a federally insured mortgage are already required to have lenders care for them, but the legislation would make it easier for local governments to enforce that policy.
It's hard sometimes to figure out who has title to a property, and we want to make that easier. The goal here is to help people stay in their homes, help people who are in communities with abandoned properties revive their blocks, revive their communities, strengthen the tax base.
Assemblyman John McDonald, a former mayor of Cohoes, spoke in support of the AG's efforts, saying his city has struggled with maintaining and keeping track of abandoned buildings.
And it causes such a nightmare for the community to deal with these properties. We used to joke that we ran the Cohoes Landscape Company, because we would cut the grass, we would bring out the trash.
Troy Mayor Lou Rosamila, who was joined by Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan and Schenectady Mayor Gary McCarthy, said Capital Region communities are all struggling with the foreclosure crisis.
It creates that loss of revenue and that public safety issue that we see. You know, we've heard it before and we'll say it again. When one property starts to deteriorate and becomes a blight, it affects everybody.
The Attorney General also provided an update on the success of his office's Homeowner Protection Program, also known as HOP. The program has served more than 23,000 New Yorkers since launching in October 2012. Under the program, 6,660 approved or pending loan modifications have been issued as a result of legal aid given to those facing foreclosure. Iasia White received help through Legal Aid of Northeastern New York, a HOP grantee, after facing foreclosure brought on by medical bills when her child was dealt a life-threatening injury.
I want to thank the Attorney General for setting up this program and making sure families like mine have a fair and opportunistic chance.
According to RealtyTrack, approximately 1,100 properties in the Capital Region are likely zombie foreclosures. More than 15,000 such homes could exist statewide. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.